Hi, and welcome to another edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
This is Jess, y'all.
Yeah, we motherfucking happy campers. We talking about what today, Regan?
Three topics, three questions. Topic number one, create a boogeyman.
Ooh.
Give it a name. Give it a backstory for how and why it's scaring them kids.
Yeah.
Topic number two is what is the most overrated Christmas tradition? And topic number three, what is your favorite cheap imitation of an expensive brand name item? All tree.
And tray.
Tray.
Okay. All tray.
All tray. All tray. All tray right. Topics.
I'm yeah. Good at that. Un, deuce, tray. And we happy to motherfucker to get this public access alum. You know what I'm saying? This is my fucking fourth time.
What?
Fourth time being on the podcast.
For real.
But his first.
For real, though.
His first time.
First?
First time.
First of
Hallelujah, baby. First of, yeah, first.
But it's his first, so it's technically his first.
His first time being on here. Solamente. One man. No cot. Peace, love.
Pocket de Mamberov.
The bilingual. Sexy. Trench coat wearing. Mafia. George Anthony, everybody.
Tú sabes.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know what that means.
So, man, it's just you, dog.
It's just me, dude.
You fucking right.
You gotta
solo,
carry
man.
This show by yourself.
All right.
You got this, though, man. So what you been up to, homie?
Man, nothing.
Yeah. How's the holiday season treating you?
Pretty good.
Yo, man, can you call one of your friends to come do the podcast with you? No, but what you been doing for real? You been working?
Nah, man, I just been trying to get out there more and working and fucking kiddo and just trying to make it, you know, man? Okay. Out there in the streets, just trying to make
it. Trying to make things happen.
This is the same bullshit over and over, man. You know, it's just what life, you wake up, you do something you hate to do for money, and then you fucking do something you like to do.
For less money or yeah. none.
Or you or pay none. Somebody that you want to do something to yeah. for money. It's just, you know, when they say money doesn't buy and make you, it, they don't know what they're talking about, dude. That's just poor
That's
propaganda, dude. For real, though, man. Yeah. Keep
money doesn't
shit,
buy
man.
Happiness.
Obama.
Money no, absolutely no. buys
now,
happiness.
Here's the Fuck propaganda yeah. is the more money, more problems. That's stupid.
Nah, yeah. That's actually true.
No. Whoever true. Said more money, more problems is terrible with money. That's all it comes
he
down
ain't
to.
Ain't terrible
exactly.
with money.
Yeah. Poor people are terrible with money. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so
yeah, it makes sense.
So, okay. So for poor people, more money, more problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And
not,
but no,
more
I'm not rich.
Rich people, you got to pay someone else to
I'm
take those problems
rich,
from you.
But I'm pretty sure I could do good with money.
It's because you're cheap.
Yeah. That's
okay. So for poor people who are not good with money.
Just,
more money, more
problems.
Just say
black people, dude. You feel, oh, I feel like you want to say black people. Just fucking
I'm not
say
being
it.
Racist or anything, but certain
but here's
criminals,
some fucked up
if
shit,
they
racist.
Break the law, you know what? They're going to have to deal with what's coming.
Yeah.
Where's Al Sharpton now?
Oh. I can breathe because I don't break the law.
Yeah, man. You're
For
right,
real.
Regan. You're right.
Just fucking do what they tell you to do. Like, it's just... Come on, dude. You fucking selling cigarettes, that's going to be worth... At the very least, you're getting beat the fuck up by cops, right? Do you want to get beat... Just for selling cigarettes, just say, all right, fuck it. You got me. I'm fucking done. Don't choke me. Don't taser me.
Ain't worth
Here's
your
my
life,
hands.
Though,
it's not worth your life at all, man. It's, people are so naive. They're like, they can't do this. That's injustice. Like, well, it fucking happens. So act right when you're in that situation, dude, because...
I'm afraid of cops.
As soon
yeah,
as they
that's
tell
what
you,
you're supposed to do. You're
sir,
supposed to get on the ground.
Put your hands behind your back. You're under, like, yes.
You put
yes.
your hands on the ground.
Because I don't want you to kill me.
Yeah.
You don't take time to
yeah.
take off the wig
Legally.
Or the hat
yeah.
or the silly
yeah.
costume jewelry.
Yeah, exactly.
You, leave
you
all
let
that
the
on.
Cop know that you have a bum leg and that this is a fake wig that I'm wearing.
And you tell
and
the
fake
cop,
glasses.
I have a fake gun
in
my back pocket. Please don't point your
yeah,
gun.
Because we've
me.
Been in that situation where yeah. we've had guns on us that looked really, really real, and cops came on us with weapons drawn.
At a certain
and we
point,
all survived.
At a certain
yeah.
point, it's fucking stupidity.
But I couldn't breathe, though.
You couldn't?
No, man, I was nervous.
Oh, shit. I thought he had his knee in the back of your fucking
head. Well, he had his knee in my back and a gun in my head.
Yeah, and a nice string of profanity.
But you
Some
like handled it right.
Some people,
yes, I did.
You didn't fight back.
I said, sir, get your pig hoof.
No.
Yeah,
off
right.
My back.
Not, yeah, come on. He has happened. A gun to your head. You're going to be like, this is injustice, and I demand it. Like, no. You're going to get beat the fuck up. And
tell
that
you
moment,
what, Brand
dude.
Bumpers invited him to the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club to come check out the show we were getting arrested for.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good thing. That's yeah. a good thing.
Because Brand doesn't look scary or intimidating at all. Jesus but Christ. I tell you what, they didn't have a fucking knee in his motherfucking blue-eyed back.
Did he cooperate? Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or corroborate. See? You gotta, how do you know you can trust this?
I don't know, man.
Brent character.
He's a good guy. If the glove don't fit.
Double B's, yo.
You must have quit.
For real, though.
Well, it was a rainbow of ethnicities. It was, well, actually, there's a bunch of Mexicans, an Asian chick, and a white dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rainbow a big hairy white
dude. And that shit will never be on Glee, and that's why I hate America.
Is Glee still on?
Yeah, that's still a show. I think they do have all those people on there. They even had like the wheelchair kids.
Is it Glee the college years now?
Fuck. Yeah.
Are you a Gleek?
No.
Are you a Gleek, George Anthony?
I can Gleek.
I was going to say I can Gleek.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather
I had a deep cleaning at the dentist. I could Gleek now, man.
Nice.
How does that one... How does that...
Because you didn't have like, I had tartar buildup in between.
So I Gleek straight out of my salivary gland. I shoot it straight out of my gland like a spitting cobra. I can hit Jess from here.
Let me see.
At will? Wait, you guys can all Gleek at will?
I can't.
Watch.
All right, dog.
No.
I didn't hit you.
That's just so
George
nasty.
George works
just,
in the medical field and nasty.
Straight from my saliva gland.
I know, that's just disgusting.
You guys can see.
What's it called? What's that gland called?
Salivary
fucking
gland.
Your fucking tongue gland. I'm fucking
salivary gland. You know the term?
Salivary, yeah. What he said? Salisbury steak gland? Is that what he said?
Yes. Salisbury gland.
Man, you're one of those kids that's smart
as fuck. I can't Gleek on command. Dude.
That acts like, I don't know what the square root of 46 is. That's dumb.
Yeah, because nobody will like you if you really fucking know it.
But I like you.
Yeah.
And you're smart as fuck, man.
I don't know the difference between a bishop and a rook.
There is no square root of 46.
There's a square root to everything.
Well, there's not like a perfect square root. It's like not,
yeah, but there is a fucking
square
root.
The square root of evil, yo.
Yeah, fucking the square root of 69 is 8 something. Right?
Didn't what's his name say that? The dude from Degrassi?
Yeah, Drizzy Drake. Hell yeah, dude.
What am I eating, by the way? I don't even know. I don't know what's going on with this.
It's a gold. I thought it was going to be a Werther's.
Goldschlager?
But it's just kind of a sweet, hard candy.
I think it's
candy.
Like a sugar it's drop. A like it's
hard
a very...
candy Christmas. You heard that song?
No.
By Dolly Parton?
The country? Oh, there you go.
No. It's called Hard Candy Christmas, man.
It's fucking.
It has nothing to do with that movie where it's that little girl that kills that dude.
Yeah,
or pedophile.
Fucking smoking Chiba.
Yeah, salivary gland.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you, man. So, okay, apparently you went to a show at the Tobin Center to see our friend Josh Cabaza perform. Is that right?
Yes, that is true, Your Honor.
No, but what was it? Like, I saw it, we saw it online.
It was a fucking vaudeville. Some guy threw vaudeville comedy or whatever vaudeville means.
Yeah.
That kind of show.
Like a variety show.
Variety show at the Tobin Center, the offshoot theater. And it was so great.
Yeah.
But in the most horrible way you can think.
The Tobin Center is a new established. I would say venue.
It's a performance center
downtown. It's a nice. Yeah. It's newly established, but this was
like revamped.
Yeah, but
now,
it was,
how many people were there?
Approximately, sir, 200 people were there.
And how much were tickets?
I recall the tickets were $29.95, sir.
And how much did you pay? You got in for free though, because
no, I'm an idiot. I paid to see my friend.
Yeah, because you're a supporter.
I'm a supporter.
Yeah,
but Just when someone tells you, dude, they're making me sing Silent Night at the end, I'm like, that's it. All right, dog. $30 to fucking watch you eat your own. Yeah.
So how long, like, did he do 10 minutes?
Altogether, he did 5 minutes.
Okay. All right.
But this is like 2 minutes, then an hour later, he does another 2 minutes. And they didn't like him, dude.
But there's other comedians.
There
was the...
The H-E-B
quote
fluffy.
Unquote
H-E-B fluffy.
I don't say no comedians did that show. I'm just gonna say that. Either.
There were three. There were three performers who
and then a karaoke
two
singer.
Two performers that
a
did comedy.
Michael Bublé.
A Michael Bublé though. Or whatever.
Right. Opera singer girl.
This chick did. Fucking bless her heart, dude. She did Mary Poppins and. Mm-hmm. And she did like classical "Who Gives a Fuck" songs,
right?
Just for the old people. Just I'm trying not to laugh because she has no definition in her legs. It's just
what?
It was just awkward.
She's
going through that awkward, like, I'm getting into my body phase in her life.
She has no definition.
She's like dressed.
Never mind, she's singing up there.
She's dressed like a fucking, we're going to the opera. And she comes out like, and her baby fat from her arm is hanging, and she just recently shaved her pits because started doing that. So she doesn't know how to be like a good looking woman yet. She's just on the road to being a good looking woman. And she's just it was, and she, I'm trying not to laugh, and they're like clapping and looking at her, you know, even in the middle of it. She would look at them and, oh, you agreed. Go back. Oh, it was so fucking cute, dude.
That sounds like a good show, man. Sounds like a good show.
And then the other kid, there was like three bands, and one of them was like, what's up? We're fucking Twisted, whatever. Here's like, they fucking go out. This other band was like, hey, what's, it was a lead singer, female lead singer, and she was fucking good. It sounded like,
Paramore?
No. It's like, have you seen that fucking fake band from,
Russia, Tattoo?
No, Scott Pilgrim versus versus the World.
Oh, yeah. Sex with Moms?
Yeah, no. His ex-girlfriend's band, whatever.
The mountain, the video game.
Clash of Demon Head.
Yeah, Clash of Demon Head, yeah.
And it was real good, and they were all in point, and the guitar dude, he's like fucking a little kid, and he's not even looking
tearing it up.
And he's going in circles, like he's just in his own world, and it was fucking great. And then this other band goes up, and they were singing, hey, here's a classic, folks. Jingle bell, jingle.
Oh, God.
And they were like, fucking hate this shit. They were just, we hate this shit right now. I can't believe we have to do, somehow they had to, their face is like, we had to do this because, you know, we're 12 years old. No, a different band
came up. So how awkward is that to do 2 minutes and then have an hour break and come back and do three? Like,
Cause in between that whole.
Did it make sense? Did it feel uncomfortable as an audience member?
When Kabaza went up, yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
Okay. Because he's 10 years older than everybody
They didn't like him. Yeah. Oh, it was, he's balding too.
That's the thing. Everyone looked like
he did
kids.
2 minutes nobody liked. And then when they came back, fuck, this dude's doing another 2 minutes? Fuck this guy. Bring back the guy that makes fun of how fat he is. We wanted that guy.
Everyone likes that guy. He's more of a token.
And you know, with his ear, he's like, dude, I heard some fucking, dude, that was me and someone else that was appreciating the fucking monstrosity of this whole show. That was it, dude.
And then he sang Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. And
Silent Night.
Silent Night, dude.
You see that lady singing, though?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Yeah, he just kind
of. She had the Jade introduction of like, this next lady is a international entertainer, and she's been all over the world, mostly South America in the Caribbean, but she's been all over the world, I guess, and she's 180 years old, still singing her heart out, and fucking she comes out and she's like, I'm gonna sing some Spanish song for you guys, and she goes into it and she's like shaking her ass, dude. And she was kind of nice looking.
How did he get involved with that,
dude? This fucking this con artist, which I still respect, I mean, you gotta have some kind of talk to, like, you're not getting paid. I'm charging $30 a ticket, and
you get no comps.
Yeah, no comps, and I'm gonna treat you like dog shit after the show because, when he came out, it was the best. He was like, I just wanna say that tonight, my dreams came true.
Oh,
for making their dreams come true.
Nice. He's got like 9-10 grand in his pocket now.
Dude, they're talking about 8 week rehearsals.
What?
Yes, at fucking Blue Star. And Kabaza's like, yeah, I gotta go to rehearsals, bro. I'm like, dude, you're doing 2 minutes.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
And he wasn't getting paid.
Yeah, and the guy wanted your set to be on point, right? He wanted the singers to practice and to make you really believe, hey, this is a real thing. There's gonna be scouts there. You know who the scout fucking was? Brant Berry was the fucking scout, the talent scout that could take you to the top, dude.
Brant Berry from NBA the Spurs.
Brant Berry, yeah, Brant Berry.
First white guy to win a dunk contest.
The Brant Berry, dude, was there in attendance. And possibly you could have got your number called and you fucking Hollywood, Brant Berry.
That guy's a genius.
You got to respect him, man.
No, I know.
You got to respect him.
First white guy to win a dunk contest. But, you know, don't matter because, you know, his wife still gonna fuck Tony Parker.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Liberty Bar. He was watching the show for free.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that. There's this guy doing clean comedy here in San Antonio. And he was doing this thing at these bars, right, where the bars were, I don't know if he was doing it free or what, but he was trying to get corporate gigs, like at apartment complexes and stuff like that. And he, too, was like, sent this long list of stuff that you needed to do. And I didn't read it. I was like, okay, there's a free show at this bar down my street.
Yeah.
Right? And me, I'm just like, nah, why don't you, what about $20? Something? Well, you know, you got to understand, Larry, that, you know, with these corporate events, $20, I'll do it. And if not, it's cool. He's like, okay, well, I can get you $20. So I go in it like a t-shirt, and I rarely wear t-shirts on stage if I'm not doing Larry and Regan. Mm-hmm. But I just did for some reason. And he goes off on me about wearing a t-shirt and says, hey, I put specifically on the rider, like, you want me to leave? I'll leave.
He said the rider?
Jesus or whatever he called it. Yeah. Mm, and so he sends me this email, and I crushed, right? And he wanted it clean, and I crushed clean, right? And he goes, well, you know, Larry, if we're going to be doing this corporate event, I go, I work corporate events currently, and we're in a bar. So this wasn't a corporate event. There was 15 people here that were just here for the bar, had nothing to do with you. If you don't want me to do your shows, man, it's totally cool. Well, you see, I want to make a career out of this. Cool. Have a good one.
Good luck, bro.
Do your thing, man, because I want to make a career out of it, too. And you're not going to make a dime off of me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not very nice.
Did you give me 20 bucks?
Yeah, I got my 20 bucks in the mail like 3 weeks later.
Hey,
he held his end. He held up on his end.
He sure did. And so, hey, man, shout out
to that guy.
Yeah, free advertisement, man.
It's and the thing is, like, he can't use any of those kids again. You know what I mean? Or can he? Can he?
With the Tobin Center,
the Tobin Center dude.
Can he? Yeah, he
why
can.
Couldn't
he?
You think so?
But he, dude, the only people that are going to pay are their families.
Yeah, and they might. Yeah, but their families. That like, feeling afterwards, there's going to be some people who feel they're privileged on it. It's like the who's who.
Yeah, of high school students. Dude, yeah. I did the Carlos Alvarez Theater, so I don't know.
That's what it is.
The whole production of it was like so glorious, but it was such asshole. Just you are suckers. You guys are all suckers, and this motherfucker's.
You know who else is sucker?
Laughing over there.
So was everyone else in there?
And honestly, friends. How could I miss it, dude? He told me he was singing Silent Night at the end of it. Like, oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, wow.
He's like, dude, I don't know if I want to do. They're making me sing Silent Night.
That was worth admission,
like,
right there.
During your fucking, he's like, no, at the end, I was like, I'm gonna miss it. It was fucking amazing, dude. It was fucking perfect.
Did they not let him wear a hat?
No, he chose not to wear a hat.
Was that on him?
Yeah, that was on him, dude.
Okay. I wanted to be professional, all right?
Fucking H&B Fluffy wore a fucking three-piece suit, basically, dude. It was a special time. I was in there in a fucking t-shirt. And, like, I don't give a fuck.
We an audience member, man.
No, but that
you paid to be there.
They're moms and dads.
They're at the Tobin Center.
Yeah.
People were dressed like in black trend long.
Yeah.
Like we're going
fucking
to a real thing right now.
And George is in his Sunday Funday shirt.
I got a hole in my shoe. I don't give a shit.
Laughing at my right friend. Up front.
Right up front. And I'm rolling in my chair, and this old lady's getting uncomfortable because I'm fucking brown and laughing next to her and shit. I'm
brown and laughing.
It was because they're privileged. And
was it called a talent showcase?
No, it was though. It was called vaudeville. That's what it was. You know how when you're just laughing so hard, you lose all, like, fuck, I should.
You can't see straight anymore.
You got tears and shit, and you're stomping the floor because you're over dramatic.
So here's the ultimate question: would you do, if they asked you to do the show, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't do it. Unless they were paying me, I would do it.
But they're not paid. No one got paid.
Nobody got paid except the fucking con artist, which I respect, man. That's fucking
that's the promoter. That hustle, homie.
The promoter.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Well, George, thanks for joining us, man.
For real, though.
This is going to be the bomb ass podcast. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
Dude. What the fuck I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. I like that jacket, though.
Thanks, man.
That's some style.
Where do you get a jacket like that?
In the military.
Damn.
You got to earn this, buddy.
Or go to the National Army Surplus.
Yeah, or you could be an asshole and like Ralph and go get a
fucking stolen valor, dog.
Yeah.
So, let's move on to our first topic in tonight's edition of Yeah, we're looking at that.
Yeah.
A topic where I talk about the latest in movies and games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of listeners and friends and people at the table will be, yeah, I'm going to look into that. So, tonight, I tried to start watching it, but internet connection was pooped out, but it's been on my to-see list, and it's very promising, is the movie Babadook. The Babadook is what it's called. It's an Australian horror film in which a young boy and his widowed mom, I guess his mom's a widow because their dad, her husband, his dad, died in a car crash. He's kind of coping in the sense that he is haunted by bad dreams and kind of claims that a monster is like haunting his dreams to the point to where he's building like his own weapons to like defend himself and to like to kind of protect his mom. So like slingshots and dart guns and like little catapult guns. And because he's a really imaginative kid. And so it's the classic, you know, like his imagination's out of control. And, you know, he gets trouble at school because he brings these things to school and, you know, they think something's wrong with him, coping with the loss of his father. And so a mysterious storybook pops up where he's like, hey, mom, read me the storybook. She's like, I don't remember this book. And the book's called Mr. Babadook. And Mr. Babadook's like this pop-up book, like a very like Dr. Seuss, Lemony Snicket's illustrator.
Shel Silverstein.
And it's the story about this. The Babadook is like this boogeyman, essentially, that once it finds torment in a child, it latches itself onto it and will never like let go. Like it's a
like
embodiment.
The Lorax, like was is it like one of those type of characters?
Yeah,
like a demon.
Okay. Yeah,
like the Grinch, the Lorax. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So the mom, she's kind of like weird. I was like, I don't remember this book, but it's kind of like creepy.
Fuck you, dog.
And so when she reads the book and actually, you know, the things in the book start to come to life, and then she's kind of like not trusting. She burns the book, and but that's kind of like what happens is the Babadook is a real thing, and horror ensues.
It's not Marmaduke, right?
Not Marmaduke.
The giant Great Dane that does funny things in the comic strip.
Voiced by Officer Owen Wilson.
The Marmaduke?
Yeah. Oh, that was a movie. They made a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Baba Yaga.
Yeah, Marmaduke. It's an Australian film.
They made a comic strip out of that movie. You know?
Oh, Marmaduke?
Yeah, it's in the newspapers now. It was a really popular movie.
So it was popular enough to actually have a comic strip made after it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Same with Garfield.
Or a Family Circus.
Mm-hmm. It's got 2 stars on IMDb. Yeah. Made in 2010.
Yeah, we don't know what they're talking
about. George Lopez was in it.
You know, that's a better...
Marmaduke, not the Babadook.
You know who has a better rating than Marmaduke and a smaller budget?
Blood Cousins.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah. Nice. So the Babadook looks interesting to me. I started watching it. It actually had a nice hook. I was actually liking it, but internet's... it was a weird thing. I tried to buy it, and they're like, oh, like I was already watching it, and then DirecTV was like, we don't have it anymore.
What?
But I already downloaded it, but I got this huge error message that said, call, you know, text to order this number, but I already ordered it. So I called the number, and I was like, hey, I ordered this movie, but I can't get this error message to go away. And he's like, oh, let me look it up here. It doesn't show that you've ordered anything. Maybe if you ordered on text, or I can order it for you. I was like, well, I'm on the phone with you. You can just order it. He's like, okay, cool. What's it called? The Babadook. And he's like, that movie doesn't exist in our databank.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
No, he didn't do that. But in my mind, I thought that was funny. No, that wasn't. Because he really did go, that movie doesn't exist on our database. But I'm watching it right now. And it really was one of those things where I had it. It was like downloaded.
That would have, right?
But it had this.
Or are you?
It had this error screen, and then like it stopped. Like it wouldn't. It wasn't letting me watch it anymore because it wasn't. And if maybe, I don't, like, pass it on to somebody else and get somebody else to watch it, then the Babadook will fucking fuck me up.
Maybe that's what happens when you watch it at a theater. Like, an error code shows up, like, it just messes everybody's mind
And then the company pays DirecTV and AT&T and all these different... When the error comes up and you call, they'll be like...
reality.
That movie never existed.
Are there any big-time
Australian actors in it?
I don't believe so. I mean, I'm not familiar with Australian actors in there. No.
Well, I'll tell you who's
no, like Nicole Kidman.
Is Iggy Azalea in it?
You know who?
Tom Hardy's
not
in it.
You know who was in Marmaduke? Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
William H. Effing Macy.
Wow.
And
the one and only Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Was Emma Stone one of the kids?
Marmaduke.
She played Maisie.
Alan Arkin.
Judy Greer and Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
So what was George Lopez? Was he the voice of a dog?
I think there's a chihuahua in it. There's a chihuahua sitting. Yeah, dude. No, I don't know. Damon Wayans.
He has that chihuahua voiceover on lock, dog.
He does, man. He's like,
for real, my little girls love the fucking.
Apparently Marlon Wayans did lighting on it. Oh, he was Lightning. That was the name of his character.
He did lighting in the movie.
He did it.
He has small beginnings. You gotta start somewhere. Steve Coogan's in it. Sam Elliott. George Lopez played the part of Carlos.
Of course it is.
I don't know if that's a dog name or just...
It's fucked up when your name's not like ethnic enough to fucking play your own name on there, you know what I mean?
Guess who else was in it?
George.
Fergie. Man, I'm going to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So the Babadook does not exist, apparently, but I was watching a little bit of it, and it was pretty creepy.
Dude, Ryu has badass Babadookins, dude.
Yeah. Dan has shitty Babadooks.
Yeah, he does.
He has shitty Babadooks. You got one of the good Babadooks you get for you. So... The Babadook inspires this week's first topic, and the topic is create a boogeyman.
Okay.
Name the boogeyman, give him a backstory, what and how and why he's scaring damn kids. because that's what the Babadook does. It actually haunts the kids and families, and is a scary guy. So I'll kick it off. I still think a very scary thought, personally, that I think is like just a creepy thought. Maybe why Jaws is so popular is I hate the idea or concept of being eaten alive. I think that's just like a horrible like way to die. Going off of this dream that I had when I was a kid where it was like nothingness, that's like it was like this weird dream where nothingness existed and everything stopped existing. It's like
Jesus,
the,
man.
Yeah.
It's deep.
So it would be this
Deepak Chopra.
Cloud of nothingness, and then like kids, if they didn't fucking brush their teeth, you know, or would like they basically the whole thing is to keep them from misbehaving, which was really what every boogeyman does. But you explain it to the kids this way, there's like no cute name or anything like that. So if you don't brush your teeth and you don't behave, this cloud of nothingness is gonna appear and devour you alive.
Fuck, dude.
And that to me would be the scare. That would be my boogeyman. It would be a cloud of nothingness that would devour children. Like eat them with teeth and it would like, you know.
But you have to be a certain age to get the concept of nothingness, right? So that wouldn't work with like a 4-year old. I don't know. You guys got kids. When do kids understand what the concept of nothingness is?
I mean,
they understand what zero means.
Well, then they kind of understand
out of zero.
Trying to get our colors down right now, man.
No, but then you leave it blank. You're like, right. Well, yeah, cloud of nothingness will devour you. What does devour mean? It means eat you alive. This thing is going to eat you alive. What is it? I don't know. Walk out the door.
Oh, like the new Galactus?
Like the mist.
Trying to explain like the mist. What Galactus
is. Okay. Like the Langoliers, except the movie version was like CG Pac-Man.
Yeah.
But it'd be like that. Yeah. Like they ate time. Time didn't exist anymore.
Yeah, like new Galactus.
Right.
Yeah, like the new Galactus. But just devour you alive. That's my boogeyman. Cloud of nothingness.
Shit.
Yeah.
And you had this, how old were you?
When I was a kid, I've talked about it on the podcast before, I had this dream that like when everything stopped existing, it was this really ugly feeling and I'd wake up like sweating and not screaming and crying, but it was like this really like fever horrible hallucinations. Feeling in there. Yeah.
Not even kidding. I had fever hallucinations. I had fever hallucinations of Bill Cosby when I was a kid. Not even joking or trying to make it into too, like dude, a, yeah. I'm gonna fucking go and be one of the people that say, but no, my curtains look like one of his sweaters, right?
Okay, yeah,
'80s. Yeah. So when I would have fever hallucinations, I felt like he was coming out of the walls. You know, so yeah, he's like,
Bill Cosby, get to the chopper.
So.
That's your guts is that's,
he ain't so bad
though, right? Ain't so, my boogeyman's called Order Now.
Okay.
Order Now.
Order Now.
And what it is, it's it's to prevent this boogeyman, right, possesses televisions. Okay. And when it's a commercial for a toy that isn't available in stores, that you have to, you know, order through the website, like, you know, Stompies. Yeah. Or Snuggle Pets, yeah. Or you know, yeah. As seen on TV toys,
or fucking
Pillow Pets, Glow Worms,
Chia Pets,
right?
Tamagotchis,
right? Snuggies,
Takis,
Chamagacha.
Chamagacha. fucking, you know,
Chimichangas,
Tommy Chong, and
Chachos
and Chaluchis.
And here I'm still trying to remember the name of that.
Stompies.
They're like the little bugs where they glow up. They like
glowworms.
No, they're not glowworms, but they're like the new version of them.
Pillow Pets.
Glow faces. Yeah.
So glows face killer. So if you watch live television, and
nobody
you,
does that anymore,
and you know they do, and if you say I want that 5 times or more in front of this television. Whatever the toy is that's on the TV, will Order Now will possess the vision on the television, and it comes out of the TV ring style and leaves you alone, but kills your family and eats your family.
Oh, okay. I was like,
and then it tells the kid, "You wanted this."
And then
what you wish for
it just becomes the toy, and it's, that's what's left.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the toy, they have the toy, but that toy killed the whole family. And so the
guilt that a child would feel
that
they got the toy they wanted, but now their family's dead because Order Now came and
I like that.
Yeah, dude.
It's fucking, and then when it comes out, you hear like jun 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 jun. You know what I mean? Nice. Fucking metal, dude.
Jun jun ring.
Yeah,
jun,
dude.
Jun, jun ring.
Order now.
My boogeyman, his name is the Borgeyman.
The Borgie?
Yeah, the Borgeyman.
The Borgeyman.
And he's a polite yet scraggly homeless guy that comes knocking on your door. And if you're not a good kid, he'll infiltrate your family.
Yeah.
And start killing them off.
Yeah.
One by one. And maybe sleeping with your mom. I haven't watched the movie yet. But he's the Borgeyman. And he'll kill your current gardener.
But the your mom wants to fuck him. That's what happens.
And he'll try to seduce your mom. And he's half cyborg.
Because he's the Borgeyman.
He's the Borgeyman.
Bad Beans Borgeyman.
Yes. That's mine.
I like it.
Yes.
George.
What's from what?
What's from filter?
Yeah, okay, good. Order now.
So what we've been doing this thing is anytime something's really metal, like, and then he eats your fucking family.
or cheer Jack in the Box has got a new combo meal.
Yeah, man.
Toyota-thon.
Yo, have you tried those? Yo, y'all, have y'all tried those stuffed Doritos?
There's no such thing as a Toyota-thon.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. There's no such thing as
I'm looking forward to this weekend's Red McCombs company picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the radio yesterday, and I was like, "There it is!"
Oh, nice.
I was like,
right. "George." sorry, George.
All right, what's your boogeyman?
So my creative boogeyman.
It was actually a fucking like a cable dude.
That's scary enough, yeah.
Yeah. Like. You know, the parental, you know, it's
like PG-13.
Yeah, you know, like where you can put your parental shit on there so your kid don't. Right.
Yeah.
It's about this kid finds his code, parents' code, and to teach him a lesson, he unlocks the gate of hell. Nah, right. No, like something like that. Yeah. And it's just like people screaming in pain and agonies, and some guy's ripping off this dude's head, and then just. Yeah. No, it's his name is fucking Steve. Like they don't see it coming. And the parents, he talks to the parents, he's like, "Hey, look, man, I got this special thing, $50 straight cash. You can get the gates of hell shit, okay? It'll scare your kids straight." Anyway,
the kid thinks he's gonna like see some titties, like
and he teaches him like, dude, and do what you're told, don't fuck around.
Fucking Event Horizon. He just sees a dude gripping out his own eyeballs.
That's like The Ring, man.
And if some of the kids like it, the TV pulls them in and they become part of that channel. You know what I mean?
Oh, like that.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Thank you.
No, it's a fucking original idea. I can order right now.
Come on, knock on our doors. No. I was like, jin, jin.
But only if the kid is like fucking bad or whatever.
But the code is 3366, dude.
That's what all boogeymen are for, to scare your kids straight.
Yeah, scare your kids straight. Yeah,
exactly. The man with the sack. That's what my family told me.
Yeah,
the
man with the sack. Yeah,
my grandma used to say, if you go outside by yourself, the man with the sack's going to get you.
Well, he'll put you in the sack?
Yeah, he put you in the sack, and then he'll take you to Lackland Air Force Base and cook you in those big, like,
the silo.
The fucking
real stuff.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I had the old lady that lived off of Culebra, right by, what's that fucking gay university over there?
Dang.
Oh, and the lady,
Our Lady of the Lake.
Yeah, we're all
La Llorona, dude.
Go. You know, it was a lady with the old lady with the black glove, and she had a ruby ring. And my dad, he telling me the story when I'm little, said he was with his mom, he's talking back to her. He's like, "I'm going outside, whatever, bitch," and closes the screen door. And he fills the lady with the fucking grab him, and he looks. He's like, "Oh, it's a ruby ring. I know it's this crazy bitch, not someone I trust." And then he says something like "Mother of God," when it's all Spanish. And then it fucking went away. And to this day, I have her mark. Look. And he has a scar. He was a kid. Look, that's where she grabbed
it. Wow. Damage.
Okay, good night. I'll see you in the morning.
Now be good.
Jun-jun. 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 Jun-jun.
That's going to narrate my whole life.
So dope, it says something dude. Metal happens. Like the
guess
ghost.
What? We're going to Disney World. Fuck yeah, Mickey.
Oh, yeah. That's what fucking sweet. You're passed by Snow White's castle and the fucking queen's looking right at you. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Nothing scares you anymore. It's just like, dude, accept it.
Everything's intense now. Fuck. They play a riff, I'm fighting somebody. Fuck yeah.
What about those Facebooks?
All right, Facebooks. Mindy Star says, I terrify my children daily by reminding them the one time I made them watch Dateline. When they do not behave, I tell them to cut it out before we end up on an episode of Dateline and I'm the only survivor left to interview. The boogeyman is named Mommy, and its backstory is seen on her tired face wearing yoga pants and carrying a Burger King booty.
Yeah.
Man, yoga Burger pants. King booty. Man, yoga like pants that, can make man. Any woman's ass look fucking amazing. Old lady ass.
Nope.
Like a bag of wet disagree. Laundry.
Black yoga pants? Are you serious?
I love me some black yoga pants, but what I don't like is the ramen noodle panty lines that some of these chicks wear to HEB.
See, that's because you got fucking
sometimes
uppity
when
standards.
You can see the cellulite through the yoga pants,
that makes it all the more, dude. That's just
no. But he loves pickled ass.
Look at this. Look at this dumpy. Look at this dumpy bitch just trying.
Dumpy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. You like the dumpies? Mm. All right. Brian Benita says his boogeyman's called Chewy, the Christmas Mexican. Born in 1908, Chewy was encouraged to be nice to others, but a polio diagnosis on Christmas Day in 1920 changed his mind. Now, whenever children hear the creak, creak sound of a wheelchair in need of some WD-40, it's too late. Chewy's already got them.
Yeah.
Crystal Lara says, Crystal Lara says, my mother used to terrify me with the many, many crazy name I know never... I never knew if it was a man or some crazy name. Never knew if it was a man or a woman. Just knew if I didn't listen, the many, many. It's just called the many, many. Oh, it's called the many, many.
Oh, wow.
The many, many from down the street was going to come and get me. So it's the many. It's just a crazy name. Was called the many, many.
Ooh, me like say that. Many, many. Me say many, money, money. Yeah,
Travis,
Fuji's full.
Travis K says he's the boogeyman that comes out only when you stay at your grandparents. His name, Creepy Uncle. What happens?
Travis, what happened?
What happens is you go to bed watching horror movies and wake up in the middle of the night to one of your don't worry, kids. Eventually he gets caught and goes to prison.
Ooh.
Yet he still Jesus haunts Christ. Your dreams. Then he dies and you want to celebrate by taking a day off because you lost a family member. He gets you one last time though because uncles aren't covered by bereavement pay.
Travis, that was real.
That was real, man.
That was too much.
Did you get straight up jammed?
No, the happiness.
That was too much, dude.
Happiness. The movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Brandy Dunnigan says, me, I'm your mom. I pushed you out of my vaginal cavity and I'll eat you if you talk back to me.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Man, yeah. Would you eat something that came out of your...
out of my body, like poop?
No, like...
like a human?
Just think about it. Like, would you, that's, I don't know.
No, man.
Yeah.
That'd scare me, though.
Yeah, watch Dumplings.
I put you
in. Is that a movie?
It's essentially, I brought you into this world. I take you out of it.
Yeah.
That's essentially what you're saying.
Dumplings, yeah. Duck sauce.
Dumplings was the second movie in the.
That
the
was fetal.
Three streams. Yeah, it was.
Fetus dumplings.
They're delicious. Dumplings made out of fetuses, and it would preserve her youth.
Chun, 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 chun. And Carlos Castro says, I submit to you the legend of the LimeWire ghost, SlimeWire. Back in the turn of the century, the entertainment industry started cracking down on person-to-person file sharing. Many people lost jobs. Some lost their lives. Those damn spirits still roam the internet looking for unsecured Wi-Fi. If you leave your Facebook open all night, the ghost will post status updates from your MySpace circa 2004. It will also forward your entire browsing history to all your friends and family.
Oh, no!
Even the incognito history.
No!
Oh,
they're
gonna see all my fucking Pornhub big titties. Like,
nah, yeah, you search for porn like a 13-year-old.
Really generic, non-specific.
Big titties.
Big titties.
Yeah, but see, when you
sex.
That's your porn search. Yeah, but like when you search big titties nowadays, you get fucking retarded big titties. Like you get the like gargantuan, like you gotta type nice tits. And then you get giant titties.
Have you ever typed fat ass before?
Don't do it, dude. Don't do it.
They're just a bunch of fat bitches all around. Just, everything's fat.
What about with a pH?
I never tried that. Take you straight to cake farts.
Ebony anal. This is pretty good
because it's just like it's like a vine. Like, 6 seconds. Of, I bet not.
That ain't happening.
You ain't putting that big ass thing up in there.
So, and the Babadook, not available on DirecTV as it turns out, but I think it's on Vudu and some other shit that I'm looking forward to watching. Granted, I could actually fucking order it, and it looks great. I've heard lots of good things about it. The trailer's neat. I was watching the first 10 minutes of it. It was pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing it to its conclusion. So,
If it exists,
the Babadook. Yeah, we're looking at that.
All right, guys, so it's time for another edition of Dad's Cornered.
There we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
That's right, this edition of Dad's Corner is Christmas edition. Past Dad's Cornered, we've asked about gifts, we've asked about Christmas memories and stuff like this, and this edition of Dad's Cornered, and George has a little girl. So finally, it's even Stevens. Yay. With the dads versus non-dads, yeah. Breeders versus non-breeders. This question is, what is the most overrated Christmas tradition? Because, I mean,
goddamn.
Gunner's getting old enough to like stuff, loves lights. And I like lights, too. But I will be honest, we went downtown, took him for the first time. He was a little young. I don't like, you know, when he was in a stroller, going down the Riverwalk with a stroller was just annoying and stuff like that. So got some hot chocolate, a little, you know, Riverwalk place. Way too hot because from a fucking cappuccino machine, and you know, fucking boiling hot those things are. And I was like, hey, you got like a cube of ice or something like that? And he's like, nah. All right, so it took like 30 minutes for these things to get warm.
Nah, paying customer.
Yeah, nah, paying customer. Can't help you. It's like, these are for my children, right? And
shouldn't have kids, buddy.
The issue, man, that I have with family stuff is that to me it's boring. Even as a kid, man, like driving around and looking at doing shit
like with your family, you mean?
Or no, like just the non-interactive things. Like, I mean, I dug Windcrest as a kid, mm-hmm. and seeing them do it up, but they don't even do it up anymore because they were old people when I was a kid. So now they're fucking elderly people in Windcrest, and there's so much traffic.
Yeah.
And now it's just basic, like, Lowe's lighting. Like, they used to go all out, and they don't really anymore. Now they just buy inflatable shit and put it out. They used to do handmade stuff. My family, off of Bailey and St. Anthony, we had, like, this, what, like, 40-foot, 50-foot, like, pine tree. My uncles fucking made this big-ass star, and they decorated it like a Christmas tree. And we won the first ever Highland Hills decorating contest ever. They did a story on us on the paper, and we did it for years until the tree fell.
Chin, chin.
Yeah. So I liked going to look at lights, but I'm not the biggest fan of it anymore. I don't like parades.
Yeah.
You know,
I
think parades are boring, but but at the same, like, Andy loves them.
But wait till Mikey's in a parade.
In a parade. See, I wouldn't mind a parade if she was in it, and I get the investment of seeing her playing an instrument or waving or whatever the fuck. And just
picking up horse poop.
Pooper scooper.
Yeah, exactly, like Jess was talking about. But I don't see the charm in it, and I never have. To me, it's boring. Yeah. Boring as fuck. So now I'm trying to find a Christmas tradition for the kids because, you know, right now it's the most impressionable time in their lives.
They're going to remember this stuff.
I remember, like I said, when my uncles would decorate that tree, it was a good memory. So I'm like, okay, let's start our own Christmas traditions.
Right.
Right? We got SeaWorld passes. Going to try to take them to SeaWorld maybe. Because, I mean, that's a fucking production. That is a theme park.
Yeah.
Right? So they're going to do it big. These little rinky-dink free shit that lights downtown – I'm sorry. They're just fucking lights.
Yeah.
They're barely Christmas lights. It's just lights.
Plugging in something, dude.
Exactly. On a river, though.
Yeah. And we took them, and they were nice.
On a river.
But 10 minutes, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the good part, though.
In a sense. But
it's a build to the climax.
If you're going to drive all the way downtown, you're going to fucking pay for parking, which luckily we don't have to because of being comedians and shit.
Yeah.
you know, you go, you look around, and it's almost like, well, this was almost a waste of time. Because you get no oohs or ahs from the kids. Because kids nowadays with short attention spans,
yeah, it's not Minecraft.
Fuck about
or they've
lights.
Seen like the choreographed light shows that people build, like, you know, always the viral ones that they kind of make them rig them to lights. They go to a song or something like that.
I decorated the house.
Light shows.
I decorated a house. I got a bunch of icicle lights, right? Which I almost killed myself for because I have like a 6-foot ladder and it's 8 feet to get on my roof. So I got to do a little jump.
Yeah.
Which is easy to get on there. Getting down.
Oh, that's, yeah. No.
Because I'm afraid of heights already.
I would be terrified.
And yeah, I had to do some contortionist shit and I fucked up one of my gutters. But it's just so the kids could have lights. And I went and I bought one.
How many people in your neighborhood put them up? Everybody?
A good amount. Okay. A decent amount. I live in Poltergeist neighborhood.
Enough to where your house would be noticed for not having them.
Nah.
Okay.
No, yeah. But I do it for Andy and the kids. I don't, you know, if we were the only house or everyone did it, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
And so I bought a little, it looks like a firework. So it kind of just does a little burst.
Yeah.
It's like, bullshit. Bullshit.
Light bullshit.
Bullshit, right? So it's like, okay, whatever. So we have yet to find one. We have yet to find a Christmas tradition. So I'm trying to think of all the stuff that goes on, right? And I'm going to say my answer of what I think is the most overrated Christmas tradition is I think the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is super – they're overrated in this – like they're too good.
A crock of shit. That's what they are.
Well, have you seen them?
I've seen them on YouTube.
Okay. But you never seen them
live. Have you seen them live?
God, no. I ain't going to pay no money to see them.
Thank you.
Dude, they're doing Rock Out, Jingle Bell, or dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. It's Who the majesty. Gives a fuck, dude? And it's the majesty.
Do they have a laser show?
It's the majesty of
Christmas songs. They have a laser show, Jess?
It's a laser and a light show. And
you don't get it. It's the majesty of Christmas songs with the power of rock and roll. I don't understand.
Now, if they had like a
jingle bells.
Yeah.
That kind of music live, like with an actual orchestra and shit, that's the whole thing. Like, you either appreciate it or you don't. When you hear music live in an auditorium and it's mic'd well and it's done
well,
that's part of
there.
Every
city have...
Yeah, they have to.
A Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
It's gotta
be. Is it like the Spasmatics? Like, every city has a Spasmatics?
I'm sure it's gotta be.
Nah, they go on tour, dude. They just stop here every...
In July, they're so...
I was just like, how lucky is San Antonio to get the Trans-Siberian Orchestra every Christmas? Yeah. Because other cities, man...
It's the police officer.
I'm gonna... Let's do that right now.
No, I'm not saying they're not talented.
But that's not your... That's just a tradition, right?
Yeah. People go nuts over the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And I like, again, super talented. But it's almost too talented. It's like Dream Theater. Like, Dream Theater are probably, like, the best rock musicians ever.
Talent-wise.
Talent-wise. Yeah. Like, you need to be a fucking musical genius
to write. But they don't have an original fucking...
But to me, it's just, like, elevator music.
The Trans-Siberian doesn't have an... Like, dude...
Production music.
Let's just fucking sing...
I don't know.
Hardcore Jingle Bells.
None of us have actually...
Get this money, baby.
It's a winner. It's a tour.
Until any
it's
of
a tour?
Us...
It's a tour? It's a tour.
So we are lucky enough to get them during Christmas?
Okay.
It's a tour.
Told you it's a tour.
December 23rd, Philadelphia. December 26th, Cleveland. December 27th, Rosemont, Illinois. December 20th, Columbus, Ohio. It's a tour.
Easy money.
What about San Antonio?
They already happened.
When was it?
It was this past Saturday.
How can any of us
dude, we're lucky. It
until we've experienced the majesty of
but
Christmas
more
music
is there
with the power
to get?
Of rock?
It's music. It's the same thing as seeing an orchestra perform music that you're familiar of or going to see a live band that you're familiar of. It's the like you're being passe about what's the big deal about seeing this band. It's like your favorite band. Why would you see them live?
Yeah, why would you see any stand-up comic live when you can just listen,
all
to, their
listen to their album? Exactly. It's the same mentality. It's so that the music itself, if you actually have kind of a thing for Christmas music, but not just Christmas music, but now it's metal and now it's a live orchestra and it's
like,
a light show.
I like Christmas
and they have
music,
this fucking like
and I like metal.
They have a violin player and a guitar player on this elevated platform and it's like a fucking full blown production and
air
shit.
Air coming up and the dude's hair is fucking
there's all kinds of crazy
and
shit.
He, at one point he pisses on the fucking front row and shit.
The gore
simulator and shit. It's fucking straight metal, dude.
I just like I don't know
fills
man.
Fills up in his chick's mouth.
People go nuts over it. And I'm like,
Take Trans-Siberian Orchestra, replace it with one of your favorite bands, same thing. That's what it's like.
But they're playing just a genre of fucking Christmas songs. That's all
they do.
But that's
point,
some
man,
people's favorite bands.
That's
their Bon Jovi.
No, it's not exactly
Mr.
that.
Crosby.
It's very similar to that.
No,
though.
It's your favorite cover band.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good, I think a better comparison.
Also, because they don't have to pay any fucking those are rights anybody could take.
Because I'll tell you what, if it was a band like that was playing like original Christmas music, like they wrote their own Christmas and they were known for like their Christmas music, then yeah, I get it. I'm a big fan of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I think your comparison to the symphony,
yeah,
makes more sense because yeah. I'm like, ah. With the symphony, yeah,
you have to love.
But I'm also, but I'm like, man, about parades, like, and I don't knock anyone for liking it. I just think it's like okay,
yeah.
Like I don't know.
It's the real serious, like, because I don't really give a shit about Trans-Siberian Orchestra, but seeing an orchestra or a symphony live, that's special. Like the music, the way it sounds when you hear it live, that's pretty fucking awesome.
You sold me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the majesty of Christmas music with the power of rock and roll.
Anyone listening to this, I'm never gonna pay that much money for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. But if there is a rock band that does instrumental Christmas music locally, let me know. I'll fucking go to that and make sure that they have light shows and platforms just like Trans-Siberian Orchestra cover band.
Huh.
All right.
There's another one too. There's actually another Trans-Siberian Orchestra-esque band. There's two different bands that do the same thing.
Mannheim Steamroller?
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
What's that? Have you seen that?
No.
The psychedelic fucking...
Yeah, it's like a space agey sort of mod new age.
It's such a good hustle, dude. You don't pay any royalties to anybody. You just, dude, we're going to sing... Fucking
squeedly diddly diddly diddly.
Yeah, and we're gonna make money because it's part of their Christmas experience. They're taking their stupid kids to come see us too. It's gonna be
you know what?
$30 a ticket. And at the end of the day, we're gonna do Silent Night. It's gonna fucking crush.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we like to slow it down a little bit.
I'll take the kids to see Trans-Siberian.
Who? Okay, so my Christmas. I don't know if this is a Christmas tradition, but my thing that I hate as far as overrated.
Yeah, there it is.
This is Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah, it's the fruity version.
Dude, Trans-Siberian is so fucking better than that.
Yeah, it is.
That's why Trans-Siberian Orchestra comes to town and not Mannheim Steamroller.
You're only going based off the commercials because you've never actually seen it.
Look at Trans-Siberian.
Look at this. It's old German guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking Chemical Brothers started doing
Oh, dude, I'd watch that.
Fuck.
I'd
watch that, dude. That'd be fucking
Crystal
dope,
Method fucking Christmas. Christmas Method. Fuck, that'd be wicked awesome.
Christmas Method? Dude, that's gonna work.
I think it is. I want you to celebrate Christmas like I do.
So I don't know if this is a Christmas tradition, but I think the most overrated Christmas thing is Santa Claus. Like, I think just the concept of Santa Claus, and this is all because of you.
Fuck that.
Wait for the power of rock. Right now you're getting the majesty.
Yeah.
This is the majesty.
This is the Trans-Siberian part.
It's like Queen.
See, you hear that? There's the power of rock. Like right Journey. Now, Majesty. Majesty.
Build.
He fucked up.
Majesty.
Build. Let the beat drop.
There's the power of rock. Do you see the combination of it? Do you hear the combination of the majesty?
This cross kind of like ascends and starts turning upside down.
Everyone's just like, fuck.
So metal.
All right, go. Let's fast forward.
It goes upside down. Starts raining blood.
Yeah, it's this nativity scene, and then it starts melting.
My most overrated thing for Christmas is Santa.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like I said, this was all because of Larry. As a parent, I would effing hate Santa Claus for taking all the credit.
Santa gives socks.
Yeah.
Daddy buys a Game Boy Advance with Mario Kart 7 on it.
That's the worst. I think Santa should be done with. You know,
I just hate that whole concept of it, of like kids caring about Santa, wanting to take pictures with Santa, want to sit on his lap, being good because of Santa. Screw all that.
Yeah, Santa is essentially a boogeyman.
Like you should be
the reverse boogeyman.
Yeah. Like, do good, or I'm not going to buy you gifts during Christmas.
Ever heard of Krampus?
Yeah, Krampus. They're making a Krampus movie. Actually.
Is that right?
Comes out next year, yeah, from the makers of Trick or Treat.
Santa Claus is the boogeyman you send when you want to hit the boogeyman. Santa Claus is the Baba Yaga.
Baba Duke.
34 minutes into the album.
Here's where I'm a hypocrite, and I fully admit this. If Kirk Hammett was in the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I would love it.
Listen to that.
Seriously, I know I...
Yeah.
Kirk Cameron?
You just pulled a... You San Antonio mentality Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I sure did.
There's nobody famous in it, so I don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah? I fully admit that.
You get it? Do you hear it now?
I don't give a shit about this at all. Jesus.
Dude, I totally miss you.
What about you, Jess?
I would totally not jam out to miss that. You.
I agree with the Santa Claus thing, but I think for me... The overrated thing is not just Christmas music, but and not Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is melodious and wonderful, but taking Christmas songs and then I guess covering them,
making them metal,
like making them hip hoppy. I think pop versions of Christmas songs is the thing I can't stand. Metal rock versions, that's very shticky. Trans-Siberian Orchestra is just a shtick that's lasted for years. Again, because it's the live aspect of it. When you perform it live, it's real people playing real instruments, real music. And when it's like the pop artist thing, that's when I characterize your description of it like a cover song, whatever. Mm. And then the like Christmas songs, like the most popular ones, are actually not super old. They're actually, I mean, they're 50 years old or 60 years old, which, mm-hmm. I mean, really, in this isn't really that old. It's not that old. Scooby-y. And to have them kind of be treated like it's like some kind of special thing. It's like, no, that's a fucking pop song. Like, it's not, it has no relevance and it's still being clung onto in the year.
Not modern pop singers, what they fail to do is bring together the power of rock and roll with the majesty of Christmas music.
You don't like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You?
I don't like any of that shit.
You don't like Michael Bublé's fucking Christmas
That guy's
song?
Got a beautiful voice, man, but...
Do you like
dude could Augie, fucking melt butter, baby.
Augie Rios' Mamacita Donde Está Santa Claus. Which is one of the greatest Christmas songs
Grandma
ever
got ran over by a reindeer. Made.
That's
What about original pop Christmas songs like... Christmas Time in Harlem, Queens.
Christmas in Hollis.
Hollis. Christmas in Hollis.
That's probably the only one I can deal with that.
Connie has a Harlem Christmas song that's original. It's Christmas in Harlem. Something and dum-dum-dum.
You guys have all heard Mamacita Donde Está Santa Claus, right?
Oh, definitely, man. Don't even bring it. Hell yeah, we've all heard it. No, I haven't heard it. I'm just
talking. Are you serious?
I've never heard it, no.
Dude, that's such a good song. It was made in the 50s. I only heard it like last year.
Put that on my notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mama really Grant ran over a reindeer, I can handle. Run DMC, I can handle that. But
so then question,
just pop songs.
Would you rather have the original versions of it by the older crooners?
I'd rather have
crooners?
None of them, because the older crooner versions are bullshit money-making songs anyways. I guess that kind of ties into the whole mentality of keep Christ and Christmas and stop making Christmas so commercialized, but it's been commercialized for like maybe the past 75 or 100 years. Mm-hmm. Hearing the pop song versions of them keeps that idea of it alive, I guess, and it's the whole hypocrisy of it is people saying let's not make it commercialized or whatever, but they're singing these songs
that are commercials
for a holiday.
That's
you know,
how you drink it down. That's how you drink Easter down with a fucking bunny. That's how you drink all this horseshit, you know, or a virgin birth and. That's how you're able to swallow something. Like, well, it is consumer holiday. We'll just buy a bunch of
shit. Yeah, but I accept. That's the whole thing about Christmas is I fully, wholeheartedly accept the fact that Christmas is a fucking commercialized
Valentine's
thing.
Day.
It's actually, I wholeheartedly accept that.
It's because there's no denial of it. Jesus is the reason for the season.
I do forget that. Yeah,
I think a lot of us forget that.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree. Mary, did you know?
I'm with Japan. I want KFC
for
Christmas. Yeah.
We're doing Chinese food this year.
Yeah, at Hung Fung. That's our new tradition.
Hells yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Shout out to Samson Portillo with your double scoop of rice.
I hate the tree.
The tree.
I hate the fucking tree. It makes no sense to bring in.
That's a hassle.
Something, especially like I've had a fake one for a couple years and it's working out. But even then, like, dude, I gotta screw this in. Fuck this tree. I hate
put lights on it.
And then you have you to like keep your blinds open so people see it when they drive by. You have to do that. You bragging on your
hell no, I don't want people tree. Looking at my house.
You know what I mean? It's just It's terrible. You gotta put lights on that fucking thing. It's just
the ornaments.
Guys,
be careful.
You gotta
with
keep them. Yeah, and your,
no,
your
daughter makes ones.
Like her own ornaments.
What about when she makes your ornaments?
Then you put them on there.
See?
You
put them on there.
Mikey made foil ornaments for like 3 years in a row, so our tree was full of just like breakfast tacos.
So it smelled good when the lights started warming them up.
Yeah, right. The only thing about trees is I think they went like full circle because like everyone's like, oh, these real trees, they drop pines everywhere. There's a bunch of shit, get the plastic ones. But then I just recently tried to move a plastic one, and I was like, fuck, I wish this tree was real, because you could just grab the tree and move it, but this fucking three-piece tree was so fucking fragile.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wish it was a real tree. I guess it's that whole thing of, like, we'll never be fucking happy with it.
I was getting worried, because I was stealing trees and shit for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, just take, like, distracting the kid. It's always some stupid kid making a hustle off of it. And then I would, like, oh, like, yeah, I want the noble fern, man. You would walk to the back and you're just there with your truck like, dude, I'm giving this. I'll just take whatever tree's close to me, put it in my truck, and then we fucking be on the fucking way.
My
girl respected it, first of all.
Wow.
She respected the fuck out of it because, like, he's just, you know, doing what he wants to do for his family. I'm thinking she would say that, but
that's... Okay. I was like, she's okay with you stealing because it's for the family.
It's a fucking tree, dude. Like, you're not like, I'm not like fucking this guy over.
That tree's like 10 years old. It took 10 years of care.
Yeah.
And we're going to throw it away.
Yeah.
Burn it.
Throw it away.
On January 7th, the Epiphany, when the wise men came and visit Jesus, because that's when you were really supposed to take down your Christmas lights.
Yeah. And it was actually 2 years later when they came to see him.
Yeah, man. I know, man.
Believe it or not.
Facebook's Mindy Star says Christmas lights. It's a waste of energy, and my neighbors already judge me thoroughly enough without having another thing to scoff at.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Brian Benitez says being nice.
Gotcha.
Maggie Castillo Ivan says Black Friday.
Black Friday,
because now it's a thing. Mm-hmm. It's Black Thursday now. Stacy Medina says gift giving should be random and from the heart, not an obligation.
Yeah.
Brandy Dunnigan says sleeping with Larry Garza's mom. Damn.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Fuck you, Brandy.
It's a Christmas tradition for her. Dennis Lyne says the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like my cat needs something else to chew and or pee on.
Piss on and.
Yeah. Ah, here we go. Travis K says, commercialized Santa Claus. I don't have kids yet, but I'm going to hate having to try to explain to kids why they've seen 5 different Santas in one day, as well as why one of them smelled like alcohol and cucumber melon. Don't need that. Gerardo Verdine says, Christmas music.
Yeah.
You know, there are other Christmas songs that are not effing jingle bells. And Carlos Castro says, waiting all month to open your gifts. F that. Get money in George Anthony's voice.
Okay. Nice, dude.
In George Anthony's voice. Get
nice.
Money.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's his kid? What's his name?
Carlos Castro.
He's a fucking... Right, man.
I'm a friend of him, dog. He's cool.
He's cool as fuck.
He's a human murder weapon.
Yeah, he's a human murder weapon.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, he's like the perfect
weapon.
He's
trained to kill.
Yeah. He's made of power.
Yeah.
Just pure energy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure bullets don't hurt him.
Yeah.
And if they might penetrate him, but they won't hurt him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he just so happens to like to build shit in Minecraft.
Yeah. But he can build that shit for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of real stone and real.
Someone you want on your team and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. He's a CAG fan to the max, dude.
Dope,
loves Minecraft. I'm like, dude, that book by Hitler ain't that good. So yeah, man. Christmas. Fuck it.
Fuck Christmas. Fuck this dog shit.
Let's wrap this up with a little bit of non-funny business. Yeah, so this
let's
is my,
bring this jolliness down a level.
Hey, that's not funny, where we talk about not funny stuff, and once again, we talking about monkeys.
Yeah, got it.
Love, when it comes to science, science loves them some monkeys. So
they're so close to humans, man.
I know.
Well, they're, you know, do pray tell how this time they're better than us
again,
as per usual.
In the past, I had a question of, are you dumber than a monkey when it comes to spending your money? Because they like to use capuchin monkeys with stuff that has to spend money. Because they understand sort of economics and they trade in coins for things. Like these monkeys they get the concept of... Like in the previous,
George is looking at Regan like he's the devil.
In a previous story, you just said they understand economics. They do. They absolutely do.
Which makes me think: do you understand economics?
Wait, these monkeys spend money?
Definitely do.
Yeah.
Like
fucking to the max.
Like it's great. There's this, look it up. I just saw it earlier today.
Monkeys
there's,
watering like, dude.
There's a monkey that he coins, gives a coin.
Have you seen the monkeys with the machetes?
That's another thing. That's real.
It is. Have you seen them?
Yeah. So they love doing studies with these capuchin monkeys. This is a study out of Yale University where they are trying to see if, like, with humans, it's like, here's this Chateau blah, blah, blah wine bottle, and it's $3,000. Someone will be like, wow, this tastes much better because it's a $3,000. When you give them a $10 one, and they're like, no, this doesn't taste as good. So they wanted to test that concept on monkeys. So what they did was they had all of these colored ice cubes. They had colored ice cubes, and they found out just, there was three different phases. They found out the first phase was to see which color they preferred. So they're all the same flavor. It's just colors, right? It's purely colors. So they'd get the ice cubes and they eat the orange ones, right? So they all liked, for some reason, the orange ones. Then later, they taught them the concept of, I give you a coin and you get an ice cube. So that was the second step. And then finally, there was like, well, you have to give me three coins to get this orange one that you all preferred. But when they went to that third phase, the monkeys were like, no, 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 we all get it. This is the same flavored ice cube. I'll pay you one for the blue one.
Yeah.
Because they got the fact. They were like, no, it's the same ice cube. Okay, so it's the same color, whatever. We prefer it, but not when it comes down to paying or like, because you can get three ice cubes for three coins or the preferred one orange ice cube for three coins. They would
Did any of the monkeys paid three ice cubes for an orange?
No,
0%.
Yeah, they realized, once they realized, no, it's all the same, they're like, no, I want three ice cubes of blue, even though we all previously, before
monkeys
the money.
Are dumb. They didn't know orange ones was better.
Exactly.
Right off the bat.
So it's a cool thing.
They had to learn. Association like mango or something they had in the fucking wild.
Probably. It's, you know, something it just, they like, they you know preferred it. It's like, why do you buy a silver car instead of a red car? It's purely preference.
Silver goes faster.
It's futuristic.
Exactly. You guys have. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Blue M&Ms are better than the red M&Ms.
Exactly. They taste a lot better, man.
It's the same damn thing. So it was really cool to find this out about these monkeys out there. Like, no. It's the same flavor ice cube. We just want ice cube. So
nah, Jack.
Why they gotta say Jack?
Ooh, the way you said nah.
So my question was, what is your favorite cheap imitation of an expensive brand name item? So this is an interesting concept, and I was thinking about what I really like that's the cheaper version than the good version, and I'm going to say regular gas. Like,
nice. Okay. Supreme. I like it.
Right? Like, cause I want to say like, okay, sure, you can use Supreme but all my life I'm like, no, it's just gas. Like, it's still going to be gas. So you're saying I can save 30 cents if I just buy the cheaper gas per gallon.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Do certain premium cars require
premium gas? Require.
When I had my Z, I had to put Supreme.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, and I was scared not to, really.
And see, that's where they get you. They scare you not to.
It's not like your engine's
No, honestly,
break.
I tried it a couple times.
Because
you ran like shit, but that's just, you know.
Because your car, you have a brand new car. I have a car that's like 2 years old. All fairly new
regular
cars.
Unleaded. Yeah,
regular unleaded.
Yeah.
So that's like, to me, that says it all.
No, it's just like you use regular unleaded all the time. It's just, it'll be run fine.
Right. As long as you use the same. So that's my thing of like, screw the expensive gas. Yeah. I don't want that stuff. It's the same goddamn thing. I'm going to buy regular unleaded for 30 cents more.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
Do you prefer Chevron over
with Techron? Are we talking Techron?
Techron.
I actually have.
Do you ever care?
Dude, Techron.
Whatever is
I have
closest.
Noticed.
Techronesium.
I
in there,
have fucking honestly noticed. And I'm a cheap motherfucker. Okay. That you do get a little bit better gas mileage with Techron than you do the like hole in the wall
regular.
Because like you know, my grandma was like, they put water in it. You know, because, dude, I would, but I ran through that gas like fucking crazy.
Now, I heard from a dude that if you're going on long road trips, it will make a difference.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going on a long trip, if you buy the better gas,
the Techron,
it might give you like a little bit more miles.
Well, this is when when it took me 45 minutes to get to work. Like, I noticed, like, because I was so routine with what I did.
You knew exactly.
I was like, I'm refilling on Wednesday with this cheap gas, and with the Chevron I was refilling on Friday. So that's why it was like a studied thing. And so
does Techron cost more?
Not really.
Like, the Chevron's gas costs more than regular?
Not really.
By cents.
By a few cents.
We're talking about pennies, yeah. Dude, come yeah. on. Come on, Regan.
Pennies
on,
for just... gallon.
Yeah.
I always found it dumb when people would travel across town to save, like, 10 cents a gallon.
No, that, but when I'll I, never.
But it's like, but if you really think about it, but how many gallons are you putting in? Yeah, you're putting 12 gallons, you're saving $1.20.
Exactly. That's why, yeah. to me, oh, especially with right now, that's I'm happy anywhere. Though. I don't
it
care.
It doesn't add up. No,
dude,
a
wait, that's over $13 a year, dude.
Exactly.
Over 10 years? It's $130 right yeah. there.
Dude.
Well, my gas tank's like 45 gallon gas tank. Yeah, but your running mileage is like fucking 20 miles that's to the gallon. Yeah. So,
that's
yeah.
good, just man. Drive better. All right, that's mine. Gas.
That's good. I like that. My, yeah.
You know, mine's everything.
So you're just you're like not, that's cheaper. Shit,
I will always go generic. Like, even like the one I was going to say is steaks. I prefer cheap steaks over expensive
okay.
steaks. Like, cause I've had like steakhouse steaks, like the good, you know, expensive $45 yeah. steaks. And then I'll go to Little Red Barn and get like a cheap steak. And I'm like, I like the way this tastes way better than the expensive steak. You know, I, it's the same with fucking spaghetti sauce. So I'm going to reverse my answer. I prefer generic everything.
Everything. Okay.
Every single thing. But the only things that I don't prefer, and they're very stupid, they're very like minuscule things, is like the Lipton rice. I don't like the generic instant rices, the chicken broccoli rice and okay. all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. They taste different. They all taste like fish.
So that's
weird.
You want to spend more money on
I will spend more money on the Lipton instant one and the instant rice.
And so that Lipton, like $1.30 compared to $1.99.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But dude, it tastes different.
Sure.
Tea, right? Iced tea.
Tea?
Yeah.
You're a Lipton fan?
I'd rather.
No, no, fuck off. No, no, no. Fair. There's like tea blends. Fuck yeah, there's a difference. There's a difference between Louisiane and Lipton yeah. and all these other ones. Yeah, the there is. For well, sure.
We are.
But they're all same comparative prices.
San Antonio like, Texans were kind of spoiled with HEB because mm-hmm. they do Hill Country Fair and their own brand name stuff, which, and for having working at HEB, yeah. what they do is they literally just pay the companies that make them and they go, we'd like to buy that now for us. It's the exact mm-hmm. same thing, like their corn chips, like they're literally coming from the same place.
Doritos versus HEB tortilla chips. I prefer Doritos.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's weird.
I mean, HEB over seasons them.
They over season them, and they're crunchier. They have like
HEB's
flaky,
like busted tooth.
Yeah, tortilla chips. It's weird.
HEB chips will bust a tooth, but like it's funny how I give a shit about chips busting a tooth when I prefer HEB's like Captain Vitamin over yeah. Captain Crunch, and that shit will fuck your teeth up. But I just like
what about
that
the roof
stuff
of your mouth?
Oh, it's delicious. I don't give a shit. It's good.
Hill Country Fair peanut butter over Peter Pan and all that tastes exactly the fucking same. I have a what's Best Buy brand television.
Oh, they have Vizios. Vizios.
Vizios the shit, dude.
It's because it's coming from the same place.
Same place.
Damn, I thought
everything.
Sony made that shit.
Nah, it was Best Buy brand.
Wow.
Well, no. It's Apex.
Apex.
Yeah, Apex.
That's HEB brand. That's the shit. Fucking HEB brand. The Best Buy brand. It's good, dude. Like, so everything. And the only thing I'm like, I'd rather have the expensive stuff is like Lipton rice. And tea bags. That's the
and
only
everything else you're buying the imitation
the cheap
brand
stuff. Yes, everything is imitation.
Yeah,
brand.
All right, that's yeah. fine.
And
yeah.
shoes,
brand cheap. Name shoes.
I only buy brand name shoes.
Oh, okay, you only so buy you brand do. Name.
Brand. See, that's why I had to flip it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
very
yeah.
rare.
It's almost everything, but
it's almost everything except yeah. for instant rice, which I don't buy that much anyway. And shoes. I can't buy generic shoes. Cause I fuck shoes up.
I care. I don't mind putting the extra penny when it comes to shoes and instant rice.
Yeah. That's it.
Cars
dude.
Of Cruise 2016.
That's right, dude. It's Obamacare.
Where it counts.
Yeah. Everything else, give two fucks.
All right.
For me, it's, similar to the shoes thing. Pants. I like Chinese slave shop pants okay. from Walmart,
like Walmart pants,
or Target.
Right.
I like those pants more than a brand name type of pants, just because like it's a cheaper thing, but they just seem to fit better and last longer. I don't understand why. Maybe I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It's habits of pant wearing. I don't get it. But pants, for sure, is one thing where I like prefer cheaper shit. Clothes. How about clothes?
In general,
I prefer cheaper shit. Like,
you don't,
I prefer
buy brand name.
Brand names, yeah, exactly.
I actually get almost like offended when I see like a pantry full of Del Monte,
like brand name stuff,
Campbell's. I'm like, what the fuck are you even have for? My sister Rachel's like that. She only shops at Walmart and she only gets like name brand stuff. And I'm like, you're getting Dole orange juice. Are you fucking serious? Like, I get all like
upset.
Yeah, because to me, yeah, it's like
wasting pain, money.
It's wasting money for no fucking reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
She can taste the difference though. Maybe.
See, my eyes roll podcast.
Yeah, that shit doesn't taste as hot. I don't prefer, I don't, that's not the quality, but I love Sony knockoffs. And my favorite Sony knockoff is Kobe.
Kobe. K-O-B-Y. Yeah, K-O-B-Y. Yes.
It's this very deceptive same font. Kind of looks the same. Similar shape. No,
it was squeamy.
That's like some kind of Korean.
S-Q-M-Y.
Yes.
Some Korean PlayStation knockoff controller. But yeah, Sony Kobe products I think are very, very deceptive. Cheap as fuck. Not as good as Sony.
Definitely not.
And Sony, you are overpaying for the name, but Kobe, yeah, you're buying shit.
What about George?
That was nice. Like, those Chinese kids are going to die in there anyway and have nobody buy their products. You know how awful it is to die for something that no one gives a fuck about?
I might as well capitalize on those pants. Man,
you were in the army.
For real, though.
Oh, that's an arm right there, bro.
There he is.
I know. What a fucking pussy. Anyway, I like Mr. Pibb. I like every. I'm like Larry, dude. I like everything.
Wait, is Mr. Pibb a knockoff though?
Well, to be,
yeah, Dr. Pepper. Does.
No, Dr. Well, see, it's.
I think it's just a different thing.
He failed out of fucking
levels, dog.
No. Medical Dr. School. Pepper. Dr. Pepper and all of its derivatives and ripoffs is all the same formula, because I think you can Wikipedia this. I'm not sure, but the Dr. Pepper formula got sold. Or spread out. It wasn't secret. So Dr. Pibb, Mr. Pibb, Dr. Slice. Remember Dr. Slice?
Yeah, I was about to break it down for the levels of generic with the Dr. Pepper.
It is the same formula. They make cook it a little different, but it's the same exact formula. So you are drinking essentially the same soda because it's written there.
I've come full circle with that shit, because growing up, I was real poor. Mm. And I had fucking bootleg knockoff everything. I used to wear... Every day, like three or four days out of the week, I'd wear this Dallas Cowboy shirt from Solo Serve.
Yeah.
And it had baseball sleeves on it. You know how stupid that is? And the girls don't know. I knew. My dad was like, hey, it was a good shirt, though.
It's irregular.
Nobody knows. And then this girl was like, you wear this shirt every day. And I'm like, dude, it's my favorite shirt. Get off my back.
Yeah.
But that's what I had. It's long sleeve, longer than the other one. I was in Walmart for way before it was like cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Fucking it's Woolworths. Cool. Bells, like
Bells. Just Solo Serve. That's
Wieners.
It.
Solo Serve, dude.
That's
Solo
it.
Serve.
Solo Serve is
Wieners. No, Wieners, 50 off.
Wieners. There you go. Wieners, right there 50, by
50 off. Remember that? That's where I got my clothes. I had Betty Crocker jeans. Like,
yeah, they make this
exactly.
Yeah, dude.
She's got Betty Crocker jeans. And yeah, she wears them.
That's like getting like Levi's tortilla chips.
Exactly. No, that's how generic. That's how generic my family was. That like, you didn't get just plain shit. You got like, I didn't know this company made this product.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got Campbell's socks. Yeah. You know, like
Ralph Lauren cheese soup.
That's before irony was a fucking thing, where, you know,
where that would be funny. Where
you
could,
like, I wore it before, like irony was in. You know what I mean? Yeah, now irony's in. Back in, you know, if you wore fucking flea market shit, you were fucking looked down upon, dude. With your
absolutely
leather Tommy Hilfiger and like
and
the
your
weird color
tank top.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a Tejano man shirt.
British Knights. I didn't know those were frowned upon.
They were frowned upon in my hood.
Dude, in my hood, they were frowned upon.
British Knights,
like, your mom shops at Payless? Like, fuck yeah, Elijah ones are there. I fucking love
British Knights for Payless shoes?
Yeah, Payless shoes.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
yeah, yeah.
Like, the hood kids had BKs, dude. People got made
exactly.
fun of for LA Gears. I had girl Reeboks. My mom just gave me her shoes.
that she didn't want.
Are they all white though?
They're all black.
Oh, well, that's at least something.
No, they were girls.
No, I get it.
Big ass Velcro straps on the top.
Yeah, but you lucked out that they're all black.
Yeah, that's God,
not
too bad.
Really. Like,
that's horrible though.
You know, talking about irony and stuff. I got made fun of. I think I talked to this in the podcast in the past for wearing Chuck Taylors.
Wow. Yeah, okay. I didn't even fathom that. Yeah,
Chuck Taylors were, you know, kinda,
when Jordans started first coming out, like you.
I played basketball in them, and this one dude called me Rerun, you know, yeah. And like made fun of me for having these old shoes. And I liked them because, you know, fucking, you know, my Kurt Cobain wore Chuck Taylors, you know? Yeah. And fucking, then like years later, they're rocking them with khakis cool and shit. Now, and I'm like, fuck y'all, man.
But I liked, I mean, now, well, oh, so then you grow up a little bit, you make a little bit of money, right? And you're like, yeah, dude, I'm going to spend $2 on a shirt, right? And I'm going to buy the fucking nice pants and
I've been
Jinkos
saving
and-
this picture for you. This was at my uncle's house when I was telling you about that would have like, you know, Betty Crocker salad with like pasta salad with like Daryl Strawberry, Holden Webster on it. Like these weird like name brand. Yeah, that but I mean, because they still had celebrity endorsements.
Yeah, yeah.
From like, oh, old, shit. Like Garfield aspirin, you know.
Well, that's that totally. Is like, how I like, feel.
This is a name brand. Have you ever heard of this name brand?
Lavoris.
Lavoris mouthwash.
And now you're getting your freshening breath for over 100 years with Zantradi.
See, that's real shit. That's not even a brand. Like he buys
Zantrate.
Yeah. Where, Uncle, where do you buy? I don't even know where he buys this stuff. It's like you get mouthwash where? At AutoZone?
Yeah, exactly.
Midas.
Yeah, it's like it. Is this transmission fluid or mouthwash?
It's like this small little section.
The
like
impulse buy.
Exactly. Like, where did you buy this mouthwash? At Penner's?
That's how I feel with the friggin' thrift store stuff, man. When I first started, mm-hmm. I was like, wait, I can get a nice suit jacket at a thrift store really cheap. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
See, growing up though, dude, I was like, dude, I would never be caught dead in a thrift store.
Exactly.
Even though I was a kid,
If your mom was to take you, you'd be like,
no, even then, I would never want to. And then I got a little older and like, dude, it doesn't fucking matter.
It's the same damn thing.
My mom was real proud to where she wanted to buy me new clothes, but she couldn't afford the nice new clothes. And I remember being like, Mom, let's just go to Goodwill. I'll get a polo shirt. It'll be a polo shirt. Like I had a Guess shirt. I had a Guess, you know, college shirt that I used to rock because I got it at the thrift store, but I had no concept that it was out of style.
Yeah.
Was it out of style? Sorry, I was trying to hold a burp back and I had no concept that it was out of style.
You got a bill, you're like, at a thrift store. Your emotion is about, you got to hold back your.
And I had no concept. Sorry, I'm sweepy.
Facebooks.
Brandy Dunnigan says HEB tortillas.
Those surprise me. Over. Especially the ones they make in the store. Yeah. Yeah, those are really good.
They're good.
We're spoiled. San Antonio's spoiled city, man. San Antonio, HEB's the shit.
Mindy Star says cereal, Captain Crunch Berry, the big bag of off brand is just delicious. So she's talking about.
Absolutely.
King Vitaman.
Yeah, King Vitaman.
Brian Benita says Mexicans.
Cheap version?
The cheap version. Yeah, I would, right, because no one likes the rich ones.
Yeah, dude.
I guess that's what he's saying.
Like the Ecuadorians?
The Nationals.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant the Dirty Islander people.
No, Meredith Lowe says, Skirpies. It's a picture of a Sharpie. They're Skirpies, but
it's
Sheng Jiaobo. Like, it's definitely like
Skirpy.
It's like somewhere else you can buy a Skirple, a Skirpie, instead of a Sharpie. Samson Portillo says, does Parker Lewis count? And I guess...
Parker Lewis is a knockoff of Ferris Bueller.
Dennis Lyon says, Boone's Snowberry Creek. It's a cheap imitation of both wine and Kool-Aid at the same time.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Snowberry Creek.
Yeah, man.
Travis K says, generic medications, because they do the same freaking thing at half the price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
There you go.
George is shaking his head.
No, they have different side effects.
Is that right? Generic versions?
Yes. You might. Yeah, my cold's gone, but now I have diarrhea. But with this good stuff, it's like, no, your cold's gone, dude. It's all good.
Really?
It was worth the money, dog. But
yeah, the knockoff shit, like, oh, fuck it, that's great. Oh, yeah, my stomach's killing me. May cause severe stomach pain. Yeah, you got to look at that shit.
I don't know. Dude. The knockoff CVS allergy pills, no side effects, no drowsiness, actually get rid of allergies. Wait, everything else.
It's from, it says Walgreen, like
CVS like allergy pills.
Yeah. Well, they make their own shit, but yeah.
Chrissy Baker says Kathy Baker is a poor man's me.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, Kathy Baker does not. Yeah,
she's if awesome. Someone else said that, I would be mean.
That is hilarious. But she also says, "But I like her." Yeah. So
that's really funny.
Wow, Chris, that's great.
Yeah.
Brian Powell says Toe Jams condoms instead of Trojans.
Toe Jams.
I don't think that's a real thing, Brian.
Fuck you, Brian.
Thank you.
More like scum of suck.
Poor man's me.
That's way funny.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So,
yeah, monkeys and money, man.
Knockoff products.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
Monkeys.
All right, so George, you've been in here a handful of times, and finally, here's Solo. You know that Public Access is an educational program.
I do.
So at the end of every show, we ask our guests and we ask ourselves, what did we come to know? What made us come to learn something here on the podcast? And Jess, as always, we'll start with a Jew.
I have come to know more of a reinforcement that once again, yes, monkeys are smarter than us. Because they know when they're being fucked with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they know to, like, hey, man, just, I'll take the Captain Vitamin. Don't try to, like, add extra dollars for this Crunchberry shit. Like, they know what's up. And I think that's a very, that's a good study. I like that study. Once again, reinforcing that monkeys are pretty damn smart. Cappuccino monkeys.
Cappuccino monkeys. What I came to know is that name brand medications actually make a difference compared to generic, according to George
according
Anthony,
to
who
George.
Doesn't coincidentally work in the medical field.
Yeah, it's true. It's
yeah. Crazy. And I also learned that Jess loves Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Really, man.
He got pissed, dude.
No. He's like a defense lawyer.
I'm making the argument because it's there.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. He's a defense lawyer.
Yeah, okay. So, guys, if you have extra tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra...
Not maybe next year.
In Philadelphia.
This year, with a plane ticket, send them to Jeff Anthony Castro. right. CC, Comedia Go-Go. Let him have
public access.
I learned today what I came to know is that George Anthony will pay $30 to see someone sing Silent Night.
That he will pay $30 to see friends
embarrass themselves by singing Feliz Navidad or Silent Night.
And that's more George being a supportive friend.
No. But here's the thing.
He's saying no.
No, man. I really wanted to see my grown-ass friend man friend. Like, just really...
And for what,
shame
dude?
Himself.
For what? Shame himself.
What are you getting out of this, you fucking idiot?
That made me almost spit my water. And for what?
What did you? What is this going to do? What is his name? Brent Berry? Are you fucking serious, you piece of shit?
I was telling him, like, dude, what did you think you were going to gain from this experience? Just to do time? Are you fucking serious? You did 2 minutes, waited an hour, did two other minutes. Like,
and he went to rehearsals.
Dude, they said Tolman Center. I don't fucking know.
I was like, for what, dude? For nothing.
I mean, you can believe in destiny.
You can believe in destiny?
Because I paid $30. I didn't plan to pay it, but I did it, and it was worth my fucking money that night, dude.
That amen. That's what I learned.
I had nothing going on. I was like, dude, I'm here. Let's fucking see how bad this could be, dude. And it was fucking glorious.
You know what? We're all laughing, right? But when we see Josh Cabaza on fucking SportsCenter.
On Brent Berry's comedy tour.
Brent Berry's comedy tour.
Brent Berry's podcast or something. It's going to be some fucking horrible.
Called Dunkles.
It's going to be called Why She Left Me. It's going to be fucking terrible. Sad shit, dude.
Shuckles and Dunkles.
For what? Why would you do that, man? This is a fucking idiot.
Hoops and ha-has.
It's fucking great to have stupid friends, man.
What did you learn?
I learned that Jess was a pretty serious fucking kid, especially after that fucking dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how do you wrap your head around nothingness?
Nothingness.
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know everything you said, the age you were at.
That was like five to seven. It was a reoccurring 5 to 7.
I'm glad you're here, dude.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here, too.
Because that could have consumed you. Like, that could have consumed, like, dude, I keep having this recurring.
The concept of nothingness is pretty heavy for a child.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Pretty heavy.
I mean, the never-ending story tried to tackle it, but Jess's...
That was prior to me seeing that movie, too.
Of his dream. No, but your description of your dream of a cloud of just... And it's just, dude, that really... Look at me, man.
You're gonna look at
you. Well, the clouds now. The real dream was like, picture you're the corner of a street where you used to live.
Dark, ominous.
And then everything just start to have, like, everything stops having color. And it, you know, like when you turn the TV on, there's no signal. It's just that white noise, static thing. Yeah. Picture that and make that sound and make it something that you can actually feel.
Oh, that's terrifying.
You're 6 years old, dude.
Yeah.
That's even scarier.
Like, you can grab a chunk
white
noise.
You're in a street corner, you know.
I mean, it's like, picture it, like, the way I would dream is a recurring dream is playing outside.
It's fading.
Playing outside in the front yard, and then you see, like, where your neighborhood is, and then you're playing, and then everything stops to, like, have, like, color, and there's no... It's like color's fading away, and everything just stops...
Existing.
And then the closer it gets to where I was at, the closer it got to me, it felt like white noise, like what you see when you turn off the TV, and it's... white noise, and if... The best way I can describe it is if you took white noise and you made it a physical thing that you could feel, that's what it felt like.
That's a developer trick on Silent Hill, dude.
You're growing older with this feeling inside your body, and then you start to realize, like, depression's kind of like that. You know what I mean? And it's just, and you just live your life every day and you move forward, even though you've had this thing in the back of your fucking head.
And if you have that, then you may want to try Xanax. And some side effects may include.
Or a Xanbar. Or whatever else, the generic.
The generic part.
With the Z.
Zantrati.
Xanax with a Z.
Xantron.
So,
it's fucking terrible, dude.
GA comic, where can people follow you and friend you and stuff?
And I made this cheap website, gacomic.com. It's pretty fucking, it's like Sailing Silent Night at the end of a town show.
It's so great. Come on now.
It's actually pretty great. And then you can follow me on Twitter at gacomic. Facebook, you know, all the rest of the shit. Catch me on this fucking podcast. You can look at earlier episodes where I'm with a bunch of black dudes.
Well,
Dirty Kurt's black enough.
Dirty Kurt.
You know what I'm saying?
Dirk McKurt.
For real though.
Well, George, thanks for doing the podcast, man. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas to you and your family, and a happy new year. And we hope we get to work together a lot soon. And you can catch me and George. And you know what? Regan and Jess at times.
Yeah,
at the Blind
absolutely.
Tiger Comedy Club.
It does happen.
Every Friday at midnight inside the Magic Time Machine. So guys, look, if you're in from San Antonio or Austin or any of our surrounding areas, dude, Friday night, midnight, go out, go see a movie, go eat dinner. But then at midnight, when you're like, I want to do something, but I don't know what to do, go to the Magic Time Machine, go into the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. It's fucking free. And we get guests all the time coming through there, you know, from all over the country. And usually the headliners at whatever clubs around the surrounding area will come and do the show.
Yep.
All right. You didn't hear that from me. This podcast is just as secretive as a fucking Blind Tiger, bro. So I better see your ass out there. Jess, anything?
Yeah, same as usual. You can get all of our dandies and fantastics at ComediaAgogo.com. It's all of our older episodes, and thanks for listening to us on oneofus.net, at ComediaAgogo on Twitter, hashtag public access, and join our Facebook public access happy campers group. That's where you can answer our questions and all of our fun oddities. We have a movie, Blood Cousins. We have a comedy special, Larry Regan's Big Red and Barbacoa, all at ComediaAgogo.com.
So thank you all for tuning in once again. Thank you, George, for being another special guest. Thank you for everyone on our Happy Campers Facebook group for answering our questions, guys. Thank you for our 101st episode. Guys, this has been a wonderful experience.
Yeah, we may not see you till next year.
So yeah, I might be dead.
So if you're this is the first time Jesus. Listening to it, you have 100 other episodes that you can listen to, and I highly recommend that you listen to our 100th because it was a lot of fun. So thank you very much, and once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll fuck you later.
Here comes the fuck! Here comes the fuck!